Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hollywood Reimagined. This is the second episode. I am here with Fred Copeland once again. Hello, Fred. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you. We are on. Nice. How are you doing, Fred?
Good. That's a smooth opening this week.
Right. We're getting better and better. Good. So about the second episode, we are going to talk about writing, and we're going to talk about the future of Cineplex Studios, and we're just going to talk about like a little other things along the way. But what do you want to start with?
Well, we can start with the writing if you like.
Okay, perfect. Oh, well, then let me ask you a question, since you're definitely a writer. What is your process in writing? How do you come up with ideas? How do you turn the idea into a script? And what is your favorite part about writing a script?
Oh, multiple questions. So basically what I do when I sit down to write a story is I write the story first and the script is last.
Mm-hmm.
And what I usually do is I usually try to find a scene that really interests me mm-hmm. with the characters that I want to start with. And I do lots of research on that. You know, I pull from various resources to give me inspiration for the scene. Mm-hmm. And once I have the scene down, it could be the beginning, middle, or end of the story. It doesn't matter. But
right.
once you have the scene down, I can expand the story outward from that point.
Okay.
So meaning that if it's in the middle, I can start at the beginning or I can start near the end and just fill in the gaps in the story. But in the whole process of the whole writing
Let me mute myself. My dog is going crazy in the background. I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. in the writing process, I also try to include as many of the characters in each episode. Sometimes all the characters don't make all the episodes, especially when it involves a series. Sometimes there's a continuing storyline that needs to be paid attention to more than other storylines, shall we say. So there's a lot of variables that go into the actual story process. And usually what I do is I kind of write it out by hand first.
Mm-hmm.
And once I get it down, at least the main points of that particular episode of the story, from that point, I sit down and I type up one page, meaning the whole complete story from beginning to end on one page.
Okay.
Because that page usually equals out to be a half hour in scripted time.
Right.
Yeah, so then I when I go sit down and write the script, to fill even more of the blanks, what I do is I take that one page of story and I take a pencil and I divide up the story according to how long I think each particular part of the story should be script-wise.
Okay.
And you know, the theory that they teach in school with script writing is one page of script equals 1 minute of screen time.
Uh-huh.
And the same thing goes for editing. You could jump in a little ahead of us here, but for every hour of editing, we're talking, doesn't matter film or TV, doesn't matter, 1 hour of editing equals 1 minute of screen time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that is the basics. I mean, we're not talking special effects or anything. That's just basic, you know, cuts and editing kind of thing.
Right.
But going back to the script, once I have the divisions down, how long each part of the story should be in the script, I take those sections and I say, okay, now this section should be how many pages? This section should be how many pages? And I limit myself to whatever the length of the script is. Usually a half-hour script in TV time means 20 and a half minutes.
Right.
And when you're talking about actual broadcast.
Uh-huh.
And so then the pages have to equal about 27 minutes because you have to allow for credits and things like that. And, you know, uh-huh. even less if you have commercials. So those things to be taken in consideration when you're writing the script. And for that point, when you write the script, everything's mapped out for you. So if you have a scene that's like 3 pages, make sure that scene is 3 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you fall short, sometimes you go over, and then you have to kind of adapt and make changes in other scenes. Especially if you like the scene, you want to lock that scene in, then the other scenes have got to change either to be longer or shorter in order to get that magic number of 20 and a half at the very end.
Mm-hmm. I see. That's very interesting what you said, is scene, and then kind of build the script around that scene. And I feel like something that I've never quite heard before. Like, I think that takes a lot of the pressure off. Like, you know, when I don't write, but I wrote literally a couple of things. But every time that I'm thinking about writing something or that I want to write something, it kind of always has to start from the beginning. And I feel like that already, like how you approach it, takes off a lot of the pressure of like, okay, I need to start it a certain way and then I need to develop it a certain way. I like that you kind of like just take an idea and then build like around it. It doesn't necessarily have to be like the first page of the script. Like that gives you a lot more space to create and like just develop the story. It's very interesting.
Also what that does, it eliminates, like you said, the pressure of those first few pages, those first few scenes. And sometimes the pressure comes as you're writing the script. Sometimes you're like, well, you may think it falls flat at the very end.
Right.
Well, if you have a scene that you started out with initially happens to be the very end, you don't have that pressure anymore either.
Mm-hmm.
So it works. It works in every aspect, the beginning, middle, or end. That's why I like to place it somewhere in the middle of the script. That way I don't have that worrisome of, well, does it start off right? Is it the middle? Does it support the middle? Can you keep the audience's attention? You know, the ending, is the ending good enough? You know, you don't have those worries if you start out anywhere in the process of anywhere in the script. It eliminates that whole, you know, as I say, writer's block. It eliminates all that.
And plus, if you have, like, a scene, initially you start off with the scene that's in the middle of the script, you kind of have something to work towards, like, from the first section of the script, and then something to work from for the ending part of the script. So, it's like, you already have some sort of, like, inspiration or, like, anchor you can always refer to while you're writing the whole thing. So,
right.
I feel like that's
very
genius. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. I've never... For some reason, I've never thought about it that way. I feel like in school, at least, like the little things that they taught me about writing was more like, I don't know, structured, but like in a negative way. You know, it's kind of like, okay, this is how you do it, and this is how you should do it. But then it kind of like, as you said, writer's block, or like if you don't have an idea from the beginning and you're kind of like stuck there instead of like giving you ways to like kind of work around and still make the story work eventually, if to help it even. So that was very interesting. You said,
Something else is another way to get over writer's block. I discovered that doing that process, taking that one scene, I get so excited about that scene because it's usually a really super good scene.
Right.
And that excitement gets your adrenaline going and your thought process going, and you know, it gets the wheels going, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you're so excited to write it, you don't want to stop, because you want to carry that scene through. And so it creates a whole mood change with you mentally about writing.
Right.
And it makes you want to write, as opposed to, oh, I have to write today. I have to do this. Yeah. You don't have that with this. And it's a process I developed over the years. Many years I've been writing, and it works the best for me. It may not work the best for everybody, but I'm just saying that, you know, you should try it to see if it works for you.
Hmm. Yeah, definitely. I'll give it a shot for sure. And then kind of like what you were just saying right now kind of made me think about another question. And I feel like that, I don't know if it says a lot about somebody or like a writer, but like I've had so many different inputs from people, like not even with writing in general, just like doing work or doing homework. I know we all have jobs, so sometimes it's not necessarily up to, you know, do the writing or things that you actually, you know, love to do. But in an ideal day, when is the best time for you to like sit down and write? Do you feel like in the morning when you first wake up, or in the afternoon after lunch, or like at night? What do you prefer to do to writing, or you feel more inspired?
I usually takes me about a solid day to write the actual story out by hand.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta find a day that, you know, you're off, you don't have anything to do, or you have minimal stuff to do. And just focus on your story for a day, you know, again, with that scene concept.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it may take you 2 days, you know, to do an actual story. Cause I found that sometimes I want to sleep on it and make sure it's a story I like.
Yeah.
And that I don't want to make any changes to it. And if I do, then I have the second day to make the changes. And then from that point, as far as the script writing part goes, I've been doing it so long. I mean, I can literally type a half-hour script in a day.
Nice. Okay.
And sometimes, you know, it does with interruptions. It does take me 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But usually at night, to answer your question, is when I write the best, when I have the least amount of interruptions.
Mm-hmm. All right. Same. I'm the type of person that likes to do work later at night. I just find more relaxing, less like stressful. I don't know why. If I start my day doing work, I'm going to feel like all I did was working, even though like working might be doing what I like, but like you always kind of have that pressure of like, I have to get things done. So, I agree with you. I feel like if you have a whole day to just like dedicate to whatever you have to do, like writing an episode or writing, you know, if you set yourself like a 20 pages, like minimum or something like that, that's ideal to have a whole day, but yeah, I also agree. I feel like at night it's when I do best, because then you get to sleep on it, and then the next morning you can wake up still having it fresh in your mind and go back and make the change that you need to do, if any.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, do you wanna? I know that we have some news about Cineplex Studios. I don't know how much you wanna reveal yet, or how much you want to keep as a surprise, but I know we have some news. I don't know if you wanted to introduce a little bit of that in the episode.
Yeah, we have a little tease. I love teasing people. The whole streaming process, the tease is streaming. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But
right.
That leads us to a bigger picture in Hollywood about streaming services, is that the whole business structure of Hollywood is changing how they employ actors now because of the streaming platform. And I found this really fascinating. Hollywood is actually going back to what they used to do in the 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Which is they're now placing actors under studio contract, which means that they can only work for that particular studio,
right?
You know, in certain roles, and sometimes in general, you can only work for us. And they're doing like whatever they're. I mean, there's a wide variety of deals you can make with actor and studio.
Yeah,
You know what they're basically doing is there's a competition now between studios to grab certain actors, and they'll offer multi-picture deals, or it could be dollar amounts, or it could be a time thing, but they're locking actors in to work only with them.
Right.
And I thought that was very fascinating, and that's because of the streaming platform that has come about. And you know, I don't want to mention names, but there are several streaming channels right now, you know, big time stuff that are grabbing actors because actors are jumping ship from one studio to another, and the first studio doesn't like it, so they're countering with getting the remaining actors under contract before the other studio grabs them. You know, so it's very fascinating to watch how Hollywood is actually literally transforming in front of our eyes. You know, they haven't made a big deal about this in the public. You know, it's mostly between studios and actors. But you're going to start noticing in the next probably like year and a half to 2 years from now, you will only see certain actors on certain streaming services.
Yeah.
That's very, very fascinating because it's what Hollywood used to do back in the golden age, as they say.
Right.
You know, and now they're returning to that. It's very, very eye-opening.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'm saying too much, but I think that the only really like company that I can think of that was like doing this or has been doing this for the past like year, it was Disney. I feel like Disney was one of the biggest companies that would kind of like try and lock actors with them. And it's not necessarily like a bad thing, but if all the other studios or all the other companies are trying to do the same, like I feel like that limits the actors a lot and creates a very competitive but almost like, I don't know if it's like necessarily like healthy competition between like the studios. Like it's going to be a lot of I don't know how else to explain it, but competition and like trying to lock in actors with that specific, you know, studio. But I feel like, yeah, overall, it's going to probably limit a little bit the majority of the actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we should listen to maybe we should have some of our own cast members call into the show.
If you're
listening out there, you know, until you want to give up the number from the call in?
Yes, absolutely. So the guest call in, the number is 563-999-3734 for anybody who wants to join right now.
And one more time?
563-999-3734.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll see if they call in.
Okay.
Because you know, they may have questions, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we wanted to include as many people as we can in discussion about this because, you know, actors, you know, they're all experiencing this. And so it'd be interesting to hear what they're coming across, their point of views or their opinions about certain things. And they're welcome to call in.
Absolutely. I haven't noticed from last time, but does the guest call in change all the time that we do an episode or does it stay the same?
It stays the same.
Okay. Well, then maybe next time, next episode, when we post about it, we can include the guest call in already so that they have the number before we even start the show and they can get ready.
Yeah.
That would definitely be interesting to hear some questions from other actors or just their opinion.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, right now we have the Cineplex Studios library on demand on Vimeo. There's roughly 20 titles on there that we've done since 2009, and you know, it's available to the public worldwide to watch each title. They can rent or buy, or even for the current shows they can subscribe, because when we go to release the current, you know, the new upcoming shows, we'll be releasing like one episode a week. And so at that point they can, you know, subscribe to it, you know, a particular title. Yeah. And there's things there that we got in the works there even better than that. So I can't mention anything yet. But shall we say that it will start with your show, Pacific Breeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like some big ones pretty much.
Yeah. And then Pacific Breeze starts filming June 19th.
June 19th. Yes. I'm very excited.
Yeah. So that's our first set date we have for filming the season 2 of Pacific Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts about your character?
I am in love with my character. I feel like I've always been like, I don't want to say like typecast, but like I always somehow find myself playing really tough, really like hardcore, but like with a lot of like attitude and character and charisma, like all, like kind of like big female roles. And I feel like this is definitely like a perfect example of a very strong, very confident, very powerful female character. I'm very excited to get to play Serena and just find out more about like her life, her personality, and just like what she's going to go through as I'm reading the new episodes that are about to come. But even just like the shoot that we did to kind of like start promoting the show, that was just exciting for me. Like putting a costume on is what gets me the more like in tune with the character. And it was very exciting, and I can't wait to again, explore her character more and more. But yeah, this is definitely one of like the biggest and strongest characters that I've ever gotten to play. Also,
your character likes to trash the rule book, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And she writes her own rule book as she goes.
Right, but I also like that she's not, maybe that's not the best adjective, but she's not chaotic. Like, she's doing all this for a very specific reason and purpose that is very pure. So I like the fact that she has very strong morals. She has a really strong, like, sympathy and just, like, wanting to help people. But the way she goes about helping other people is extreme. But I love it. It's, like, all or nothing. So I'm really excited to get to play her and, again, just, like, start the show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and something else that Filmplex is doing as well. I changed something a little bit on you here.
No problem.
For cast members, we have a secret group, Facebook secret group page, and it's only visible to the cast members. And what I like to do sometimes is I will post screenshots on there the same day we film, just so they can see what the shots at least look like. We also use it for all of our announcements, and also we also use it as a teaching tool. A lot of people don't know this, but I will go on there, especially when it comes to editing and via Zoom, which I'm actually planning to do that tonight at 6 p.m., is on the for the Believe cast, I'm going to show them how I edit a scene.
Right.
And so people, I've done this before for other productions, and people find it very, very fascinating. It actually generates quite a few questions, which is good. And sometimes it gets me to see things from a different point of view, and it can alter an edit, really. If I think somebody's got a good idea, I'll use it in the actual edit. And so a lot of people don't know what's involved in editing, and all they do is, okay, I shot, I'm done, I'm going to go home.
Right.
Yeah, let me know when the screening is. But the editors work, as you say, that's where the magic happens. You get to see what the editor has to do to make everybody look good, to cut out all the mistakes. Or, it could be a bad camera angle even, or how to fix a bad camera angle. You can do that in editing. So you can save the shot. For the Believe cast tonight, we're going to have that. And then as a little teaser as well, is at the end of that, we're going to show the opening credits for the movie, which are already completed. So everyone who has seen it, the few have seen already, love it. I'll go ahead and share with the rest of the cast, since, they're going to sit there and watch me edit.
That's very exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Simplex does a lot of things that other companies don't do, and we have a lot of stuff coming out in the near future. So much is not even funny. And then also we have another announcement, is that we have our Treasure Moments division, which is kind of like the Hallmark style stories, Hallmark Channel style, family friendly, usually romantic movies. And we have Mantha, who's been named vice president of that, to oversee it. Because she has a very extensive business background, as well as acting. And then we also have Amber Cruz, who's also going to have her own feature film as well. So these two ladies have agreed to come on board to do those particular movies, and they're going to come up with a story. And, you know, I'm here to help as well if they need any help. But they're going to come up with stories. And once they're approved to go to script, we have a script writer, Wendy, who's been with me for over 10 years to help them write the scripts. And from that point, we're going to go in production probably early next year with those films.
That's nice.
And those will be like an hour long, you know, for the streaming platform.
An hour long.
Yeah. So, yeah, wow. There's lots of productions happening this year and next year. The majority of we're going to start coming out with things around Christmas time, and it's going to be nonstop after that.
All right. Well, yeah, it sounds like it's a lot going on, but it's good. It's good. The more, the merrier.
Yeah, because a lot of people, a lot of experience and lots of credit and lots of footage.
Yep. Definitely. And more things for people to watch. That's never too little. Always looking for things to watch. And I feel like this is definitely like an example of how a company can use its full potential, you know, like use all the people that you have around you with you to create and just like put more content out there. Especially if it's good content.
Yeah. And then next week we have Angelica Montesano, who was our very first actress for The Journeys, our guest speaker.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet her too. I never spoke to her, but I'm very excited to get to meet her and be able to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to give me some tips on what was for her, like how to move forward on my part. But yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see.
Back in 2009.
Yeah, and maybe like it's going to be interesting also to see like how I know that the story or like the thought behind it is the same, but maybe like your style of writing or like just the overall like ideas that you have for journey have changed, and we can kind of like talk about the differences that we've seen between her and me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be nice. All right. We have about 1 minute left of this great, great episode. We talked about a lot, like we usually do. We talked a lot about writing. We talked spilled a little bit of tea about the future of Cineplex Studios and future projects. And we got
the streaming services out there, the actors.
Services, yeah, the actors, what's going on in Hollywood and how it's changing. And then congratulations again to Amber and Manda for this achievement. And I know they're going to do a great job. I met them both. I know I met Mantha, and I think I met Amber as well.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah, for Believe.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sure they're going to do great things with this, and I'm excited for them.
Yeah. They're going to do good.
They're going to do great. And I'm excited for our next episode, which is going to be next week at the same time. So I'll see you guys then. Thank you for
Thank you. See you then.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.